In fact, it's true. Wine has a special chashivas to it. That wine you have to make sometimes brachas by itself. So Rashi, the goyim brachal yatsmai, the kama mekaymei suba on the vorach and olav, you have to make a bor priagofin. The afal pish lohay yitzrichem l'shtiyasi. Even though really you wouldn't want to drink the yayin, the mashal by kiddush and avdala, it was up to you. You wouldn't drink the yayin altogether. There's a din with rabbanon, and you're supposed to make kiddush al yayin. As shalom, some shittas is deraita. And about you have to make kiddush. Allah yayin is a mitzvah to drink the yayin. But you see, yayin is choshev, even though you don't want to drink it, still you have to make a bracha on it. So therefore, whenever you take yayin, you always have to make a bracha. Nothing part of yayin. So even though you take wine in the middle of the Suda, if you made a moitzi lechem and oritz, still you have to make a bari priya gofin on yayin. That's all of it. Right. Rafuna ochal tlesa rifti, he ate 13 loaves of bread. That three of these loaves of bread was the size of a kava. Well, it's a very big size. Now, he ate 13 big, big breads. He ate. But the kava is at the morrow of a leberich. He didn't make a brach achreina. Pasha means he didn't wash. He didn't make a moitzi. He didn't bench. He didn't make a brach asamozin on it. So Rashi, Rafuna ocho tleis rifti mi pas habo bekisnin v'leberich achru. Hazy eight are a type of pasta bovikistin, which is a type of cakes, which is not really bread, but it has some other ingredients inside the dough, a lot of sugar and tavlin inside it, that you only have to make a burn in mizoinus. But even though we ate so much of it, 13 loaves of bread of this type of cake, he didn't bench on it. Lederach achra. Oma le Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman had a kashatin. It's back to Ravuna. Ade kafna, are you still hungry? After eating 13 loaves of bread, are you still hungry? You're not going to bench today to give, say, a bricha sado, bench? Trashi ade mit elu kloima. Elu l'raven echlu. L'chur what you ate now was to fill yourself up. V'yachilam ruva kezula niftura mi bricha. Such a achila, you can't get away without making a bricha achroina. Elu kol shacherim koivan achilosin bekach, tun a bricha samozi. Kach pirish rabhai. That's what Rabhai hung under the sugya. That's where we hold lalochem, that even if you eat cake, pasta above a kistin, which type of cake, which matchili only make a burning mezainis, and at the end you make an alamichyam, but if you eat so much that you kavei a sudur on it, then you have to make a moitzi at the beginning, and you have to bench at the end of it. So here the kashua, since you ate so much that people are kavei a sudur on it, you should have had to make a brichas amazon on this cake. That's one pshat. And we hold like this. Rav Asenu Pirsho, another pshat is, place a rift in the pashalonu. No, we ate 13 breads, like our type of bread. It was real lechem. V'lei birach achrav, and he didn't make a brach achrav. He didn't bench. Why? Mishum d'lei sava. He didn't get filled up from this. Even though we ate 13 loaves of, big loaves of bread, since he wasn't filled up, he didn't bench. Well, if you had a rayo krok, see, the pasuk says, v'yachal tev esavot ever achta. When do you have to bench? Only if you filled up. Since he wasn't filled up, he didn't bench. So Rashi l'chein kirish av yudoi b'hag. Of the end of nearly, Rashi doesn't like this pshat because it's shver. The less the Ravuna, the he machmir al atzmon at kezayis v'at kebetsa. His halacha even don't mean diraisi. You only have to bench if you surveya, you fill yourself up. But with Rabbonin, you have to bench if you eat a kezayis or eat a kebetsa. And here he ate 13 loaves of bread. It's more than a kezayis and kebetsa. Would leker made look of Yudah? It's not mistav. He doesn't know like either one of them. Therefore, Rashi would rather learn the case here. Matthias was not that he ate mom's bread. He ate pasta bovikistin, he ate type of cake it was. Now pasta bovikistin, that's our case throughout three different sheets, is what it really is. Really, pasta bovikistin is lechem, it is bread. Now it's dough. Dough means it's flour and water, that makes up lechem. Let's say chocolate cake. You add chocolate into it and you add sugar into it. So you made this pasta with other ingredients also. If it gets a loch of pasta bovikistin, the pshat, that it is lechem, but since people are not kaveya suda on this type of a lechem, you don't have to make a moitzi. All you have to make is just a berm nimazoinis and alamichi at the end, like we had before. Because it's not a derech to be kaveya suda on this fine cake. Mashenkin, luyitsu, you sit down, feed up, 13 cakes. And you mamish fill yourself up. That's called you walk kaveya suda. Then you have to metchila make a moitzi on it, because really it's bread. And you have to bench afterwards. Now the shia of what's called the kaveya suda, it's a machlekes nachroinim. Some learn a kaviyah sudur is four beitzim.
If you eat the size of four batesim of cake, which is not that much, if you're hungry, only take a lunch, you take a few Danishes. Well, 10 Danishes you can take. So the Chuyi Zicha have a four batesim there. So really, Mikra Dinish, like some sheet, you have to wash and make a mitzvah, make a burn and bench. But the grind of other sheets are not like that. They all, it has to be a kriya suda, a real suda, like a supper. So you have to eat enough that fills you up like a supper. So if you eat mamish, like here, 10 cakes, or you have to eat up 2 big cakes, then according to that sheet, then you would have to make a mitzvah first, and then make then bench. So as they feel, usually we don't have. Usually we don't need a much cake to say that's going to be a place of a supper to fill yourself up so much. But once you eat more than 4 batesim of cake, then it's a little of a shaila already. You have to make the mitzvah now. Right. Ela zot gemara. The klal is, kol shachirim kaveyim ola suda. Anytime somebody is kaveya sudi, eating so much that people are kaveya sudi on this amount, sarach levarach. You have to make a mitzvah at the beginning and you have to bench at the end. So the Gemara of Yehuda have the astik mele break. Rabbi Yehuda was making a chasen marrying off his son. They Rabbi Yehuda b'achavivi. I see the kamayu who passed up above the kistin. In the middle of the suda, they brought cake in front of them. This passed up above the kistin. Kiyosi, when he came there, Shamina, we heard them become a vorchi amaitzi. He heard them on this cake making a maitzi lechem in hearts. Omulu, so he had kindness to them. My tzitzi to call Shamina. What kind of tzitzim, what kind of lashon about maitzi do we hear you saying? Dilma ha moitzel lechem in oretz kum avachisu. Are you really making a moitzel lechem in oretz on this? Hey, see, so it's only pasta, blood, the kitchen, the type of a cake. You don't have to make a moitzel, you only make a burning mezoinus. Amri, and he told him, yes, in, you take and make a moitzel. The Tanya, Rebbe Moina, Oma, Mishra, Rebbe Yehuda. Pasta, blood, the kitchen, mevorchen, olea, a moitzel. You make a moitzel. It's his sheet is not even if you eat a big amount to be kaveya suda. On any piece of cake, he holds the mitzvah cake is flour and water. That is lechem. So you have to make a moitzi in all cake. Even though you have other ingredients inside it, he holds you have to make a moitzi. So the Mar B'yom HaShmuel, and Shmuel says also, Lacha Krabi Muna. Shmuel also passed like that. In all cake, all pasta, above the kistin, you have to make a moitzi. So the Gemara B'omaluhu, name, Ein HaLacha Krabi Muna Itma. We learned the loch is not like Rav Hamnuda. Like we say, stam on cake and make a bony mezoinis. Only if you kavei a sudi, eat so much, that's a derakah to fill yourself up like a supam, then do you have to make a mitzi and a benchi.
What if the cake is the ikar part of your sudi? You have other things which would equal the amount of kadeh.
Yeah, that's also enough. If you would have mashal eating supper instead, we'll talk about it soon. If you're eating supper, and the same amount of bread that you usually eat for the middle of your meal, now instead of bread you would take cake, that's also called the Kriya Suda. That's why a lot of times they give on the airplanes, the mezainus rolls, it's a big shaila about them. Because since now you're being Kaveya Suda on this mezainus roll, so you should have to make a mitzi. But frat, if it's a snack, you won't have it. It's just a snack, it's not filling yourself up. But you have a supper, so the Kriya, you're filling yourself up with a gezunta meal, and this roll, one or two rolls that you kaveya suda on it now, that should be this halacha, possible kiss that you kaveya suda, maybe you have to wash on it. In halacha kaveya nun, itma. Amri lo, I bamar hu diyama mishmei di shmuel, you go for the name of shmuel, lachmonius, that's this type of possible the kissnin, ma'arvin vahen, you allowed him to use it from an Arab, or mevorchen aleim ha-moitzi. You Gufa said you also make a moitzi on this lachmonius, which is also a type of cakes. So you see, pasta baba kisnin, you make a moitzi. Now the Gemara shani hosten the kaveya suda sayu layu. That's only in the case where you're being kaveya suda on the cake. To be using the cake either to fill yourself up for the whole suda, or else you're using this cake now the mock and bread and you're eating a suda that normally you fill up from this, you filled up from the suda, then you have to wash, make a moitzi, and bench. Shrashi lachmonius obliyus palas, type of pancakes. So the more abel hecha de loikovas of the sayu alayu, but any time eat cake where you're not kaveya sudi, just take one or two or three pieces of it, loy, then we hold you don't make a moitzi, you just make a barimini mezoinis. Even though really it has a din lechem to it, it's called pas, but since it's not a derech to be kaveya sudi, you don't sit down to eat your meal with cake, that's not the ikar bread, you don't make a moitzi. Only where you eat enough to be kaveya sudi. Right. Rav Papa ikloi levei rahuna. Pray the Rav Nosson. Vosa de gomas of the sayim. After they got finished eating the meal, yeah, they washed, they made a moitzi, they had a suda. When they got finished eating, I still a kamayu midi lamechum.
Now they first brought them like a dessert, and to eat, they brought him something to eat. The shoker rav popra popra took the kochel, and he ate from it. Even though they already the gromas of the sire, they already finished eating. So when you finish eating, it's a little bit like you're not going to eat anymore. So the chur of the tzad now, if you eat more, you have to make a new bracha now. But he held not like that, and he still ate. He took from it now, and he ate from it. Shaka rav papa b'kochel. Amri le deyestim, le sova lomar. Don't you hold. Gomar, once you finish eating your meal, it's like you're mesiach dash, you're not eat anymore. It's l'chur osim alechol. It's also to eat anything new now. And prefrat, if you don't make a bracha rishayna. Ah, you made a moitzi. So you made a moitzi. It's all part of everything you eat you during the meal. But now that you're ready, finish eating, you're mesiach dasum eating anymore. If you eat nice, you have to make a new bracha. So Rashi, also milecho, achi yavarach birchas hamozim. As Rashi is learning Yeshita that you can't even eat now with making a bracha rishena. But you have to bench first right away. Then the yachta yavarach ala bolofonim. Then you're allowed to take this teres, whatever it is, and make a bracha rishena. Why is it Rashi? The chiv on the gomar, since you finished, you made up your mind, you finished eating your meal, is asech daitei mi bracha rishoyna misodosoi. You are mesiach dasi ready from the first hamoitzi you made and from the suda, and his daughter didn't take it, that as soon as you got finished eating, you're supposed to make a bracha achorino, you're supposed to bench. So therefore, it's not even enough to make a bracha rishoyna now with this peiris. No, metchila you have to first bench, finish with the first suda, and now you want to eat something new. Gesundheit, make a new bracha on something new. That's Rashi Shita. That's what he asked him. Don't you hold if you gomar, it's also to eat? Omar lehu, no. Silak itmar. I learned this only if you take away the table, that's called your mesiach das from eating. But close them on the table is in front of me. Even though I finished the whole plate, there's no more food on the table, I'm not mesiach das. So Rashi silak itmar. Im silak halechem, v'chola oichom ala shulchan. Then only if they cleared off the table agamri, there's no more food left on the table, then is there svara, you mesiach das, you can't eat anything new, you have to make a new bracha bench first. But close mind, there's some food on the table, even though I thought I'm finished eating, that's the derech of a person. First he feels he finished eating, then he sees more food there, he goes to eat more. So it's not called you mesiach das. So the more itna. Rav of Rav Zeru, Ikloy Levei Resh Kalusa. They both went to visit the Resh Kalusa. He was like the Rav, the Av Bezdin, the Rav Hashem, the head Rav in Bavel. Is Lavosa the Saliko Taka Mikamayu? After they took away the table from them, they cleared off the table. Shadrulu Ristina, the Day Resh Kalusa. Then they first sent them in a plate of fruits in front of them. Here the case was the Imam has cleared off the table of Gamri. There's no more food left from the first meal. And now they brought in a plate full of fruits. Is Rava Achil? Rava went to continue eating the fruits without making a bracha rishena, without benching. He continued eating. Rav Zeru li Achil. Rav Zeru didn't eat like we had before. Here at Tzilik, since you took away, you cleared off the whole table, and you have to your Masir Das from the first meal, you can't eat now. Fred Gemara, so yes, they asked Rava Omalei. Don't you hold in the case where you take away, clear off the table. So the Khuri not allowed to eat now without making a new bracha rishayna or benching first. Since you cleared off the table, your mesiach das, you gave up from eating, so the first bracha is like nigmar. You have to make a new bracha now. On Malay, Rabbi answered back, that's in the normal case. Over here, Anan, Ataka, the Resh Kalusa, Samchinen. He was like a guest by Resh Kalusa. He wasn't by his own table. So when you're guessed by somebody else, you always tell him but that's balabayas. Even though the balabas cleared off the table, you're never mesiach das, because you don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he's trying to bring a dessert now. So close the man you're eating by somebody else, there's never called the gemiras das for taking off the table, because you're always saying that maybe it'll be new food brought on. Shrashi attacked the Meshkalusa Samchinon, we ain't look a stainu silit, shedatainu im yisa masois nyes ponem aleinu lecho. We have das, that even though we clear off the table, Luyitzu, you'll send us a present, or send us some food, we're going to go and eat it. So now it's not called the Hesachadas. So the vial we're having so far, the Svar is Tilit. That normal person, Balabalabos, when they clear off the table, that's called the Hesachadas, you can't eat. We'll soon see how we pass it. So the Gemara Omara, Barogu B'Shemin, Shemin Makfai. Used to be a minute, even after you cleared off the table, before you benched, you used to wash your hands with Shemin. Rub yourself down with oil. So that's called the Gemara Sudra.
So kol zman you didn't rub yourself down with the oil, you're still allowed to eat. Trashia rogu b'shemin l'mshurach yodavach rachila yeshemim akvoy. Linyin bracha. Sha'afilu gomar v'silit. Afilu you finish eating and cleaned off the table, but you didn't rub your hands yet with the oil, is a dying suda kayem. It's still called the suda here, but yaichav la bracha. It's not called you finished eating yet, you weren't mesiach das, you can still eat without making a bracha. Omer Rav Ashi, ki yavin en bei Rav Kana, omer lo, ke goy nanan, dirigliilon, v'mishcha, we're rubbing, rubbing our hands in oil, is mishcha makfa, lo. It's like we had before, the oil is makif. Close mind, we didn't rub our hands with oil, we can still eat without making the bracha. So the Gemara Rabba, what's the maskono? V'leth, hilchus lo, kachol ha-nishmaitetor. We don't pass like all these learnings. Ella, what's the maskono? Ki ho di omer rebechiyah barashi. Omer Rav, sholosh tkifas hein. There are three things that take it, that if you do one, right away you have to do the second thing. The three inyonim of tkifas. What is that? Take up l'smicha shchita. By a korban, right after the baile made smicha, put his hands on top of the rosh of the behemoth, right away there's a mitzvah to make shchita. You shouldn't be masking right in between. Take up l'gula tfila. As soon as it's said by right before Shemoneh Esrei, Gal Yisrael, right away he's supposed to say tfila daven Shemoneh Esrei and not be masking in between. And take up l'tfila, so you're dying bracha. As soon as you get finished washing mayim achroinim, that's called the tfilah. Then you have to bench right away. There's a mitzvah from taking. So Nashma calls them on you, don't wash your hands, you don't wash mayim achroinim. It's not called your mesiach das from eating. Even though you finished eating and cleaned off the table, calls them on you, didn't wash mayim achroinim, you can still eat. But once you wash mayim achroinim, now the door didn't take it. That means right afterwards you're supposed to bench. So here is halacha that after you wash mayim achroinim, you're not supposed to talk, but you're supposed to go to bench right away. That even if you have now a food in front of you that you would like to eat, you're not supposed to eat it now, even with a bracha. But metchila that didn't take care right after my machrenim, you're supposed to bench. Rashi, v'lasir chusot l'chol hani shmaitato. Ein siyim suda toloi loy b'gmar. What's called the end of a meal? Not when you finish eating. V'loy v'silik, not when you cleared off the table. V'loy v'shemen, it's not toloi in shemen. Elo v'mayim, it's only toloi in mayim machrenim. His calls the man shle not to my machrenim calls man you know wash hands to my machrenim who muta lecho of a mishenotal osa lecho. But once you wash the hand, it's osa teet, even with the bracha, because the God didn't take it. Right after my machrenim is supposed to bench. Omer Rabbi is at the bay af anan af onu nemer. We also hold af onu nemer is another taker. Take of a tamid chachamim bracha. As soon as you mahaner a tamid chachamim, right away you get a bracha back. Rashi, take of a tamid chachamim. You let a Talmud Chacham live in your house, you make a close orchim with him, his bracha is Rashi the Beisoy. Right away you'll get a bracha back in your house. Shenema, for Yivorcheinu Hashem, Diglo Lecho. So HaKosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha because of, Yaakov, the Chol Yaakov, his love and got a bracha because of Yaakov. The boy is saying, "Miyochah shenema, v'vorach Hashem as beis haMitzri v'gral Yosef." That by Yosef the Mitzri got a bracha because his marach, he let Yosef live by him. That's another didn't take. So Pasha the Maskana Sagemari is what's called a filuk, washing your hands. Now Taisus says, "Take it." It's no Taisus. Take it. This is not bracha. Zulka kiva shenoto yoda b'achrein le'achasuda also lechol atchivorach. So Taisus for who adin imamar have one in the vorach. If somebody says, let's go bench now, you say such a lesson like that, Havlon Navarach, let's go bench, that's also called the Siluk Suda, that you're not allowed to eat afterwards. And Lalacha, it's a shalah how we pass him, but a lot of Rishayin and passing like faces also, that not only Mayim Achrayim, but who then if you say, let's go bench, by saying that, that's a claw ending the meal, and you shouldn't eat afterwards. So Metchila, if you did say, let's go bench also, you should not continue eating anymore, but Metchila is supposed to bench, and if you want to eat, after bench, you make a new bracha. But it's a lot of Rishonim hold like Tosis. What?
No, you know,
but
that's not, after you finish eating, doing something else,
then
going back to bench.
Yeah, that's alright, that's alright. Kozman, you didn't say, Havlon Navarach, you didn't wash my machrenim. There's no, you could go, do whatever you want, and continue eating. No, she must know. No. You have to say, only wash Havlon Navarach. If you say, let's go bench, that's also called the Gemara Das. No, not davka. After Shrim, also Molly still got the Mayim Achroinim. We can still take another drink, another sip, something. It's not Mamish Hablon Nevorach. Right. So the Mishnah. Beirach al hayayin shlefnei hamotzer. If you drink wine before the Siddur, because before you start eating, Amol, you take water, you take a yayin. Is alocha poter es a yayin shliyacher hamotzer. Used to be a shteg that used to drink wine before they started to eat. Then they made a moitzi and had the whole Siddur. And after they had the Siddur, before they benched, they used to have again at the end, after eating, to drink good yayin. So you made a borer pregof at the beginning, before you washed, that part is the yayin you can eat later. Drashi berach es al hayayin. Before they used to start eating, they used to drink wine. Tatanya, come on. Taste the seder haseder. What's the seder of haseder? Or mevi'en lefneihem papreres leham shech achila. They also had odorbs then. Kegurin Rashi says, pagdiyos v'dogim. They used to serve good chicken and type of fish. The yachakach mevi'en ha-shulchan. Then first they brought the shulchan with the bread that they washed made of moitzi. Now, Uliyacha Gemas Sud, after they finish eating, before they benched, write the Yoshkev Vishayasim to sit down again and drink more. The Yoshkev and eat special things then also. Omahin Oichlin, what did at the end? Paparois. Then you used to eat the good stuff. Kagoin Tisni, like cake. The Manu Liba is good for the heart. For Lachmonius and cake. Vuhu Yain of Paparois Lachramosin. This, after the meal, you used to drink wine again and good stuff. Oshneim Kogim Brichasamosin. Both of these eatings before Birchas Hamotzer. Therefore, the seder was, you used to take wine first, schmack a drink, get yourself ready to eat. Then they went down to make a moitzi and had the suda. And then after they got finished eating, before they benched, they drank wine again. So we had before, even though you drink wine in the middle of a meal, you have to make a Baruch Piagofen. But here that you made a Baruch Piagofen before you started to eat. And you had that now, this is right before you're starting, so you know this drinking is like a preparation to sit down to eat. So it's still a continuation of one long achila. So the Baruch Piagofen made at the beginning, part is the yayin, you drink it at the end of the meal. Because it's like one continuation of eating and drinking. You made a bracha on the papyrus before hamozin. Even the Rashi said here, it means pargoyis v'dogim, which the chur is chicken and fish. That means like yichur is only a shakol, but teisus klua papyrus, he has to mean a berem niyamizayin. It has to mean the cake. And even the Rashi, some achrenim want to say, it just means they started to eat the fish, and because of that, they brought the cake. Because but our kofanim here is talking about the bracha was a burning mizrach. They go to say, "Beirach ala paperis." You made a bracha on paperis lefnei hamozin before you washed is poteres of paperis leacher hamozin. That bracha pot is the cake you eat later. As Rashi says, "Kloa after the meal they used to eat lachmonius, used to eat type of cake." So it says here, if you made a bracha on the paperis before you started the suda, that pot is what you eat later. So Rashi chorus the kasha, but Rashi said before the meal it was chicken and fish. The chorus only a shakel. So how could a bracha of a shakel pass the later of Birmingham Mizrainis? So Taisa's claw, they used to eat cake before also. And even a Rashi, you have to say, it was just starting you off, but if either you ate cake before, so you made a Birmingham Mizrainis before you washed, so that Birmingham Mizrainis part is the cake you can have later for dessert. Berachal paperis shalafnei hamozin. And this papyrus vaiti was like starting the meal. It was like opening up your brain, your stomach, to be able to eat a good suda. So it has shaykhs to the suda. Therefore, it's proteus of papyrus l'achremos. Vashenkein berach ala pas, and you make a bracha on pas, on bread, proteus of papyrus. That pat is the papyrus. The pat is the cake you have in the middle of the suda. The chorak was this papyrus here was boyin teichas suda, as it was mazin. Vashenkein ala papyrus, if you only make a bracha on the cake, Loi poteres a pas. A borer minyan mizaynus does not pat the bread. Even though you have a perish of dan, you first want to take cake, and then you want to eat a bread. So you make the borer minyan mizaynus, you have a perish of dan on the bread, it doesn't pat them. A borer minyan mizaynus, when eating cake, does not go for the bread.
I'm not sure from the same that the race is not talking about where you have pas in the middle. Because it says if you have prepared before the mizaynus,
Yeah.
If he had
pots
in the middle, he wouldn't have to worry about that.
We'll see. You do have to worry. We'll see. Yeah. Beishama Yermin, Afloy Maisikadeir. Beishama says, doesn't even pot to Maisikadeir. Rashi Maisik there means chilka tagla tisni. That means like cereal, chopped up wheats, chopped up to two, three, or four. So Beisham said, you make a bracha on the papyrus, it doesn't even pater a Maisik there. What you're asking about the cake, we'll see the Maisik, we'll talk about cake. At the end of the meal, this was cake that wasn't boiled in the Soyed Hasuda. So you have to make a bracha on it. So therefore, if you made a bracha at the beginning, before you started the meal, it passes the cake at the end. Without making a bracha on cake, we'll talk about it soon. We'll see what we do with Maisik. But this papyrus here was an hors d'oeuvre you started the meal with, and it was something geschmack, ate at the end, sound like kinuach suda, sound to make end off with a good taste. So really, you would have to make a bracha on it, but since you made a bracha in mezonos before the suda, it's considered like one long achila, it passes the cake for later. Right? Hayu yoshvin, kol echad nevorach liyatmei. The case where they're sitting down, they have a yeshiva, it's called Baseba, then the locher is one to make the bracha for everybody. They're just sitting down. Everybody has to make their own bracha hamoisi. Rashi, kol echad nevorach liyatmei, tiyein kva suda b'loy haseba. The Gemara's times, they used to eat lying down. So kol zman, you're not lying down, leaning down, it's not called haseba, one can't part of the other. If they start to lean down, then echad nevorach l'kulam. One can make the bracha hamoisi and part of everybody. V'olehem yayin b'teich hamozim. If in the middle of the meal they brought wine, in the middle of the meal, is kol echad v'yechad nevorach liyatmei.